Hello everyone. The groups on duty today are the groups of South America 10s 4, 5 and 6. And let's hear from Colombia.
Buenas tardes. Buenos días, Rav.
Good evening. Good day, Rav. Good day, World Kli. Good evening. This moment, we want to talk to you about the immense opportunity as we have the privilege to come to Israel. It's something that words cannot express. I truly cannot express that which I feel at the moment. The moment the Creator gave me the privilege to say, I am coming to Israel to participate in a convention. Yes, in other opportunities, the Creator enabled me to be able to come there, and you can feel the warmth of the friends of so many people from so many places all over the world. It is something that no one can depict. We have to live it. If you really want to feel what we're speaking about, you need to live it. But not just to come to Israel. It's also that the Creator is allowing you have the privilege to participate in a Mirror Congress, no matter where you are. The moment I decide that I'm going to participate in the convention, from that moment you start to feel in so many states and moments and such that you have no way to express in words. It's truly coming to Israel and being with the friends in the convention in the desert where we unite and see all the friends and how they're studying and what languages. It's an atmosphere. It's an amazing experience, friends. But most importantly, we're coming close to the convention. We have the opportunity to implement all that we've learned all these days, and it's the connection. The connection or anti-Semitism. Really, friends, I hope that whoever has the opportunity to come to Israel will at least connect. If not, then at least connect to a Mirror Convention. It's an opportunity that you cannot let pass. It's something that the Creator is enabling us this year, and there could be thousands of events, but this event, if you let it pass by, it's like you're not alive. And we have to connect, and I hope whoever has the opportunity will come, and whoever doesn't should connect it to a Mirror Convention. A huge hug, and really, I truly am thankful for the efforts of Rav and Nebaruch, who make such a great effort, because whoever comes, you can see the work that is invested. It's amazing work. And all of this is possible thanks to the connection. It's so beautiful to see how the place fills with tables of friends, and within 5 minutes, all of a sudden, everything is cleaned up. Why? Because there's connection, because everything is done from that connection. Thank you, friends. Thank you very much. I am really filled with expectation. I have no words to describe the expectation for that moment of February 16th when I come to Israel. Thank you, friends. I really thank you, and we'll meet you there in the convention. And I'm passing the words to the friends from Chile.
Hola, amigos queridos. Hola, Rav.
Hello, dear friends. Hello, Rav. Good day, good evening, everyone, or applicable. We're very happy about this connection here. Here in from Chile, we have 20 people coming, 10 men and 10 women. And in order to truly inspire you, I'll let you hear from Filippo, who's going to get married in February. And he's going to have this, the honeymoon in the Congress, basically.
Hello, dear friends. In truth, it's such a privilege to be before you and a privilege to share with you this situation, which is so fantastical that the convention is enabling us. Like it was said, like Andrea said, it's a special moment for me. Not only will I be able to be with all the friends, but it will also be my honeymoon after my marriage, and it's truly amazing that we can share this moment with the friends. It's the second time that I had the privilege 3 years ago to come for the first time, and in truth, I am with so many expectations to be with you all, to hug you. I'm just counting the days to come there and to see your faces, to hear your voices, to feel the flavors that the Creator prepared for us. In truth, I'm inviting all the friends for us to come to this immense convention to an amazing degree that will be, like Rav said, it's going to be a very special convention. Thank you very much, friends. I'll see you in the convention, and L'chaim, friends, dear friends.
We'll read an excerpt from the sources, from Baal HaSulam, from the introduction to the book Panim Meirot Umosbirot, from item 8. Therefore, come and see how grateful we should be to our teachers who impart us their sacred lights and dedicate their souls to do good to our souls. They stand in the middle between the path of harsh torments and the path of repentance. They save us from the netherworld, which is harder than death, and accustom us to reach the heavenly pleasures, the sublime gentleness and the pleasantness that is our share, ready and waiting for us from the very beginning, as we said above. Each of them operates in his generation according to the power of the light of his teaching and sanctity. Again, therefore, come and see how grateful we should be to our teachers who impart us their sacred lights and dedicate their souls to do good to our souls. They stand in the middle between the path of harsh torments and the path of repentance. They save us from the netherworld, which is harder than death, and accustom us to reach the heavenly pleasures, the sublime gentleness and the pleasantness that is our share, ready and waiting for us from the very beginning, as we have said above. Each of them operates in his generation according to the power of the light of his teaching and sanctity. Santiago.
Pregunta para taller.
The question for workshop. How do we need to respect the efforts that Kabbalists do so that we will receive the upper light? Again, an active workshop question. How do we need to respect the efforts that Kabbalists make for us to receive the upper light? Active workshop.
to, we need to respect it greatly. If we all connect, then for us, the whole Congress will be a honeymoon. And if not, woe betide us.
The efforts that Kabbalists make for us is to soften our hearts so it will be open for the love of the Creator.
Our way of respecting that effort is to try to follow in their footsteps, to try to understand what it means to be good students, and to be good students, to connect together, and to spread the light to the world.
Respect is not that like we're in the manners of this world. We have to respect by entering step after step, though we don't understand, and but it's above our reason.
They don't need our respect. They simply prepared a path for us. They gave us this method so that we will continue spreading it to the rest of the souls.
And it's not that Kabbalists are expecting some kind of respect or honor that's earthly like we expect, but it's more for us to respect their message, what they're trying to give us, that will grow them and refine by us taking their thoughts and passing them on to the world and grow them between us so that we will be able to hear, because in our hearing, in our connection between us, we realize this and give the light a place to be revealed.
Our ability to hear, to listen, depends on the extent to which we facilitate the spreading of the quality of love and bestowal in the world.
הוא אלוקנו, הוא אבינו, הוא מלכנו והוא יושיענו, והוא ישמיענו ברחמיו שני, לעיני כל חי, והוא ישמיענו ברחמיו שני, Shame.